Hi, this is Brad Harris, host of the Legacy Mindset Podcast. Thank you for joining us. What is legacy mindset? You see, most people are trying to go from survival to success without ever thinking of the next level, which is significance or your legacy. So in this podcast, what we're going to do is we're going to go through those three levels. We're going to talk about the three mindsets to get you to that pinnacle, which is significance or your legacy. But before we get started, I'd like to ask you a favor. If you could share this podcast with either your friends or your family or post it on social media, that would be greatly appreciated. And that's how we can get the word out. Okay, great. Now let's get started. Welcome back to the Legacy Mindset Podcast. I'm Brad Harris. Great to have you with us. It's March. Here it is. It's like, I feel like March, when you say the word March, you're talking about spring. I know here in Kansas City, you know, we're still going to get a little bit of snow here in the next couple of days, but definitely it's the time of year where you start to feel that springtime. You have some warm days, it starts warming up and, you know, just moving towards, you know, it's a season of planting and making happen. Excited to be on with you today to talk about our subject. The subject I'm going to talk about today is actually taken from a book. It's called Limitless by Jim Quick. It's just a fantastic book. If it's something you want to read, it's just really, really brings together what you need to be doing to have that, you know, well-rounded business, well-rounded life. It's just a fantastic book. Pick it up. You can read it. It's one of my top books in 2021 that I read, and I've been wanting to do a podcast on this. I've been doing a lot of training on it, but definitely want to do a podcast, and I'm going to cover with you here today. There's also some information I'm going to put in here from another book that I'm reading right now, okay, which is Life Force by Tony Robbins. Now, there's another book that's going to change your life, and we'll probably be talking a lot about that book as we go through the podcast here in the next few weeks, next couple months. As I read that book, that's another book that's really making a difference with me. And I just love reading. And, you know, that's that legacy mindset, right? That's that going from survival to success to significance. And if you're not reading, if you're not doing your personal development, if you're not listening to podcasts, which you are, because you're listening to me right now, but it's such a powerful way to build your mindset. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, almost the limitless mindset. So in the limitless model, I want you to imagine, okay, and in fact, I may post this on my Facebook page and on my Instagram page. I'll shoot a picture of it. But this is a powerful picture, which is three circles that interconnect. I want you to see a circle, kind of like in a triangle, but they all intersect, okay? And at the top, you had the first circle is mindset. The one down to the right is motivation, and then to the left of that is called methods, and they all interconnect. Now, when you have all three of these that connect, you have this limitless mindset that we're going to talk about that, okay? So what is a limitless mindset, okay? Okay, so here's what a definition from the book is. I'm just going to read it to you, okay? It's the act or process of casting aside inaccurate and restrictive perceptions of one's potential and embracing the reality that with the right mindset, the right motivation, and the right methods, there's no limitations. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. So this book is such a powerful book. So when you talk about mindset, motivation, and method, I want you to write those three words down: mindset, motivation, and methods. And all three of those circles are going to interconnect, okay? A limit in your mindset. In other words, if you have a limit in that, then that's going to hold you it's going to be a problem in your business, in your life, okay? If you have a limit in your motivation, that's going to be a problem. If you have a limit in your methods, okay? And I'll bring this all together for you. You know, the longer that I coach people, and I love coaching, it's one of my passions is coaching. The longer I coach people, they're always off on one of these three. Okay. And if they're off on one of these three, That's what's holding you back. So if you feel like right now that your business is not rocking, okay, that your life is not rocking, then you're off on one of these three, maybe two of these three, maybe all three. When you can get them all three together, and by the way, if your business is rocking right now, you put these three together, maybe not even knowing it. It's such a powerful concept. And here we go. So first of all, I want to talk about mindset. Okay. See, if you have a limit in your mindset, in other words, you entertain a low belief in yourself. You have a low belief in your capabilities, what you deserve, and what's possible. Think about that. Anybody you've been around that has a low belief in themselves, really don't believe in themselves. I always say it's in my business, we have a fantastic product, but in our business, I always say, if I can get people to believe in my product, I can get people to believe in my company, our company's rocking, okay? And I can get people to believe, okay, in me. But the biggest problem I had to get them to do is to believe in themselves. They're like, well, I just don't believe in myself. That's a limit in their mindset. They don't have this capabilities. In other words, oh, I can't do that. I'm just not good with numbers. I'm not good with social media. I'm not good speaking in front of a crowd. They have all these limits. By the way, is that you? So they have a limit on what they deserve or what's possible. They always think things are not possible. So that's one circle that we're talking about here. Now let's talk about a limit in your motivation. If you have a limit in your motivation, in other words, you lack the drive, you lack purpose, you lack energy to take action. Sometimes you see people like this, they just don't have the motivation. It's like, I don't know why, Brad, I just don't have the motivation to make this thing happen. I just don't have motivation anymore. See, if that circle is off, they could have a fantastic mindset, believe in themselves, they believe in their capabilities, they believe, they deserve and what's possible, but they just like to drive. And if that's you, then that's what you need to fix. That's the circle we need to fix. And if I'm coaching you, that's what when I recognize that, then that's where I'm going to coach. And then, of course, the last is the limit in your methods. Okay. You were taught and are acting on a process that is not effective to create the results you deserve. In other words, maybe you're in the wrong business. Maybe the method that you're using is not successful. Maybe this is something you need to look at in your business right now. Okay. Maybe what you're doing is you could have the greatest motivation and the greatest mindset, but you're just not making it happen. See, guys, these are so important, these three things, when you put them together. And if you get them all clicking, so I want you to write down mindset, 1 to 10. Are you at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? 10 being the best. Okay, on your motivation, 1 to 10, I want you to write down. Okay, and then your method, what you're doing, how powerful you feel about this, what you're doing. And one of the things that we're doing in our business is nutrition clubs, and they're so powerful. And I believe in them so much. So I believe in my process. So if you don't believe in your process, no matter what business you're in other words, if you don't believe what you're doing, if you're at a job and you just don't like it, then that's going to affect you. You're not going to be able to have that limitless mindset they're going to be talking about today. You know, guys, how we feel about ourselves is so important. Okay, we just talked about it, right? When we talked about, the mindset and how we feel about ourselves. And we're going to talk a little bit about mindset now. I'm going to dive deep. But let me give you a little bit. This actually comes from the Tony Robbins book I was talking to you guys about, okay, which is called Life Force. And he says in the book, he says, your miraculous body consists of about 30 trillion human cells and produces 330 billion new ones each day. Our human cells are outnumbered by bacterial cells in our gut. Okay, how many are there? There's around 39 trillion. Your brain contains about an estimated 100 billion neurons, the same number of stars in the Milky Way galaxy. Powerful, huh? What about the human eye? Well, it contains over 2 million moving parts. our thigh bones are stronger than concrete. Your skin sheds approximately 40,000 cells every minute, or 50 million per day, and replace them with healthy cells without you having to do a thing. Red blood cells can race through our entire body in less than 20 seconds. Laid out end to end, your blood vessels, which stretch more than 60,000 miles or more than twice around the Earth's equator. See, guys, once more, we've been given all of this amazing equipment for free, which might explain why so many people don't take care of it. But in the book, he said, I was determined to make the most of what I was given and have to perform at the highest level. And that's what we're talking about, this limitless mindset. When you have a body like that, those numbers I just gave you, it gives you that mindset. And that's what I want to talk about, the mindset. Okay. The mindset is the what? It's the deeply held beliefs, the attitudes, the assumptions we create about who we are. We are a powerful, powerful force, right? We're the highest creation that God has made. See how the body works, what we're capable of, and what is possible. See, you have to have certainty about that. That's why health, by the way, that's why health is such an important part. If you're not healthy, you can't do anything. Health stops everything. It stops everything. When we don't have our health, it's such an important part of your mindset. You got to be healthy and vibrant. See, it's like you got to have certainty with inside of you. You feel good and you're powerful. So certainty is such a powerful thing that lies within. See, remember, emotions can rule the physical body. Your mindset runs everything, what you believe possible. If things are going for you right now, it's because of your mindset. Or I should say that's one of them, right? If you don't have this limitless possibility that you have this incredible machine called our body that God made us, you know, to show you how much the emotions rule the physical body, is in Tony Robbins, in his books, he talked about one study showed that 1 5-minute angry outburst can impair your immune system for up to 5 hours. So learning to master your mind is an essential to an extraordinary quality of life and extraordinary amounts of energy. See, guys, your mind has to be stronger than your feelings. Jim Quick in his book says, feelings keep you in bed. Your mind says, get up. Do you see how powerful the mind are? Your mind has to be stronger, he says, than your feelings are. So this is mindset. So that one circle, 1 to 10, what do you give yourself in mindset? Do you feel powerful? Now, the second one we talked about was motivation, which is the why, the purpose one has for taking action, the energy required for someone to behave in a particular way. That's motivation. See, living is a journey from not knowing to knowing. From not understanding to an understanding, from confusion to clarity. See, motivation. See, sometimes we're just motivated, and you really need to study that. If you're not feeling motivated right now, just like, you know, some people are in depression, okay, and they don't feel good about themselves. And I'm telling you, if you're coaching someone right now and they have the, you know, it's like, man, Brad, they're just so incredible, this incredible mindset, but they're just not doing it because they're not motivated. That's where you got to look and look deep into your why. We talk about it all the time. This circle is so important. You got to figure out why you started your business. You got to figure out if your marriage isn't going good and you're not motivated towards your marriage. Okay, right now, it's like, well, why did you get married? What was that passion? What caused you to marry her, or what caused you to marry him? See, it's having that understanding from confusion to clarity. You know, I don't know if you guys, Mike Ropp, which is a good friend of mine, he texted me the other day and said, hey, listen, you got to watch this Tom Brady okay, man in the arena. I think you guys can follow, you can find it on Hulu or something like that. It's a fantastic series. I started watching it. I haven't watched all of it yet, but I'm telling you, it's very, 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 very powerful. And he talks about hard work is a sustainable trait. Talent is what it is. See, always people less talented make up for it with hard work. See, that's motivation. Getting up and making it happen. Figuring out why you want to do this. And this could be tied to a lot of different things of why you want to do something. What is your purpose in life? You know, one of the greatest things I ever read was the John Maxwell book when he talked about my purpose in life was to grow to my maximum potential. To grow. And when I heard that, that's my purpose in life. That was such a, to grow to my maximum potential. And then he said, to sow seeds of greatness in others. So I was to grow to my max. And what's your max? It's limitless. And then I was to sow this in others. And this is, by the way, this is why I'm doing this podcast. It's why I love coaching, sowing seeds of greatness in others. See, that drives me. That gets me up. That gets me going. When I'm working with someone, that's what drives me is to, you know, it's like, oh, I want to grow and I want to be the best person I can be for this person, whether it's for my kids or one of my grandkids, or it's for Pam or whoever it is. That's that motivation. You got to find what it is. What it is going to drive you to get to the next level in your business. What is it? Because see, if you lack that, that's what you need to study. That's what you need to go, you know, I call your coach up right now and say, listen, I'm just not motivated. And start talking that through. It's a big part of the circle. You could have the mindset. You could believe in yourself. You could believe that everything's possible. You're just not doing it. It's just making it happen. You know, it's like I love that. I saw this, you know, when you were talking about Tom Brady and in that relentless, right? That sustainable trait of hard work. See, when you have this motivation, that's what it turns into day in, day out. That's how you're able to do it. You guys ever see Freddy Krueger, right? In the Halloween movies, right? What makes Freddy Krueger so scary? You know what makes him so scary? Is his relentlessness, and he won't die. He just keeps coming at you, coming at you, coming at you, coming at you. That relentlessness. See, that's what makes him scary. That's a scary person. If you want to become a powerful person, you got to get this circle down and you got to go like relentless. I love the same statement. Jim Quick says, shy salespeople have skinny kids. Okay, you can't be shy. You got to go out there. You got to be motivated. And this comes from within. Remember what we talked about? You can't get it without. It's got to be clarity inside of you. It's powerful. What's your purpose? Find out your purpose. It could be your kids. It could be your wife. It could be your parents. It could be as me to grow to my maximum potential. To be the best that I can be. It just drives me. That's why I want to read the next book. That's why I want to listen to the next podcast. I want to go to the next training. That's why I want to. It's like being that. Number three, which is the third circle. It's called method. And it's the how. Remember motivation. Okay. Remember motivation. Okay. Is the why. Okay. And mindset, okay, is when you're looking at mindset is what you want to, you know, it's like, what do you think about yourself? And what do you feel about yourself? It's such an important thing. Mindset is the what. Motivation is the why, and method is the how. Okay, see, method is a specific process for accomplishing something. Especially an orderly, logical, or systematic way of instructions. In his book, Jim Quick talks about talent gets people, structure keeps them. I'm going to say that again. Talent gets people, but structure keeps them. See, some of you guys may have the method of bringing people in, okay, but you don't have that structure, this specific process for accomplishing something. That's why talent sometimes won't grow, because they don't have this method and they don't believe in a method, so they're all over the place. See, your whole deal to do in a system or in a method is you got to do simple better. There's this great saying, it says, doing it right is hard, doing it over is harder. See, if you don't have the method right now, and that's what I look when I'm coaching someone. Do they have the method? Do they have a systematic process? Or are they just building something on talent? We see a lot of people doing that in social media. They're fantastic with reels, or they're fantastic with, you know, TikToks and everything. And they're just so talented. You're like, I could never do that. I couldn't be them. But if you have a method, a process that anybody can do, then now you make simple, right? Make simple better, basic to the masses. Okay. Then that's where you take off. You got the mindset. You got the motivation. You just don't have the method down. You don't have a system down. You need to look at your system. 1 to 10, what is it? Can you bring anybody in the front door? Not just the talented people. Because remember, talented people can build anything. But they can't keep people because the structure is not there. Such a problem. Now, guys, when you get all three of these together, it becomes super, super powerful. Now you have this limitless mindset. This whole podcast is about mindset. So when we talk about the limitless model, like I said earlier, when you only have two of these together, and what I see, a lot of people have two of these, but not the third one. They're missing one. I don't know which one you're missing. Maybe you have all three. But in a limitless model, you'll see that when, let's say, people have the mindset and the motivation, let's say they have that. See, you're inspired, but you don't know which method to employ or where to channel your energy. See, that's inspiration, but you don't have the method. When motivation and mindset interconnect, you got the inspired, but you don't know which method to employ or what to channel your energy towards. That's what you need to work on right now. Figure that out, and then your business will go like rocket speed once you find that. You guys heard Nutrition Clubs. One of the big things that I needed, a method in my business. And it just skyrocketed when I put that into my piece. Skyrocketed. Now, when motivation and method intersect, let's say you got the motivation and you got the method. See, when you have just that going on, those two, you don't have the method going on, but you got the motivation, you don't have the mindset, but you got the motivation and method intersect. We call this implementation. In this case, your results are going to be limited to what you feel you deserve, what you feel you're capable of, and what you believe is possible because you lack the proper mindset. This is huge right here. Huge. I'm motivated, Brad. I got this incredible method, but I can't implement it. You know why? Because you don't feel you deserve it. You don't feel you're capable of it. By the way, guys, I had this problem for a while. And it's like, I don't know if I'm capable of, I don't know if I'm deserving of this in my business. I thought, wow, I was stuck at a position for a long time. And then I had to break that. What you believe is possible. See, I got to get that mindset that I just told you, that you have an incredible human body. Remember what I just talked about earlier? Go back and listen to that again. How powerful your body is. We're God's highest form of creation. We're limitless. what's going to happen in the next 10, 15 years. By the way, you read this life force, it's going to change your whole perspective of what we can do with our health, what we can do with our body. Now, when you have mindset and method intersect, you have what we call ideation. In other words, your ambitions stay in your mind because you lack the energy to do anything about them. How many people do you guys know that have this mindset and they're incredible and they read all the time and they got all these ideas and they believe in themselves and they have this incredible method, but they don't have the energy. They don't have the motivation to do anything about it. They got to be able to get up and go make it happen. You know, next level in my business, in our business that we have is called Chairman's Club. And Sam, I mean, I'll never forget Jim Rohn, which was incredible mentor of ours, especially in our business for many, 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 many years. And if you haven't listened to Jim Rohn, go to YouTube, type in Jim Rohn and listen to anything you can find on Jim Rohn. Incredible. Incredible. I was blessed to be around him. I was blessed to be mentored by him. And I'll never forget asking a question. I was like, is Chairman's worth going for? And he said this to me, if you had the motivation to, do you want it? It may not be your motivation. If you want it, it's going to take work. It's going to take desire. It's going to take all this stuff. See, sometimes we're not motivated to go after something. And you don't know what's wrong with you because you don't have that drive to do it. And by the way, sometimes it's okay. It's okay. Maybe I don't have this motivation to be the incredible singer, right? It's like, I don't have a mindset. I don't think I'm capable of that. That's probably why I'm not a great singer, right? Because I don't believe I have all those circles, okay, are all missing from me. But if you are someone who can sing, you got to have the motivation to go make it happen. See, that ambition stays in your mind. That's when mindset and method intersect, but you don't have that motivation. Now, here's what's so exciting from this whole podcast that we're just talking about. When all three intersect, method, motivation, and mindset, then you have, okay, that limitless state. It's incredible what you can be able to do, where you can go, and who you can be. Guys, this book is a very powerful book. I just gave you a little bitty piece. It's so worth picking up and reading. It's one of those books you want to study. Mindset. In this Tony Robbins book, the last two chapters, which I'm on right now, he spends a total probably an hour. Okay, when I say hour, I'm listening to audiobook right now. And he's just talking about mindset. Mindset is what takes us to this limitless. Putting all three of these together is so powerful that you're able to do that. So where are you at in life with those three? Of course, like I said, we talk all the time, right? Going from survival to success to significance. It's such a powerful thing in life. It's what you need to do to make it happen. Let's have a limitless mindset and let's leave our legacy behind. Have a fantastic day. Talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you could think of anyone who would like to listen to this or use this, please share on your social media or text them. We would greatly appreciate that. And a final thought. There's a proverb that says, if you continually give, you will continually have. It's a perfect formula for building a significant team and a significant life. Remember, your legacy is not about what you acquire, it's about what you leave behind. Let's go have a legacy mindset.